This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I mean, we're current. We're very current. Should we try to get Gaethje for a cameo? What are the particulars on... By the way, Chad Arp and Dave Harrigan, Susie with the news, brief cameo by Carter. Cameo, get it?
Like that.
Thank you. You see what the figure was? Take a shot. I saw the number for Matt Gaethje.
What Gaethje is charging for a cameo?
Mm-hmm.
Is there a time limit? Is it like a 60-second, 2 minutes, something
yeah,
like that?
I think there is.
He's charging $1,000.
$525 is what I saw.
Okay.
Bargain, you would say.
Yeah, not bad.
Could we get Gaethje to say, I love the Chad Hartman show?
I don't know. Aside from saying, hey, it's a message to, in this case, you heard Tara.
Yeah.
About, this one's about she graduated law school or something.
Yeah.
Can you get him to say things that he wouldn't agree with?
Do you think everybody on Cameo says, here's my policy, I'll only say the truth?
Well, I think it's a very ethical a moral website. And,
Cameo?
Yes, I'm sure it is.
What happened to the guy, Word Up Cameo? You know, Matt Zuccarello could have used that cup when he was playing. Remember that guy? He just had a very large protective cup. Up. Word Up Cameo.
I don't remember Word Up Cameo.
Come on. The group Cameo, and one of their main songs was Word Up,
okay.
Right?
Was it? I don't.
Couldn't you Google it?
I think
right?
I know the song.
I think
you
so.
It.
You know, unless I'm having a concussion right now. You don't care. I mean, that's great too.
It's not bad.
Not bad for if you're going. You know, because what the two of us do a lot clubbing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, we're going clubbing tonight.
Yeah, we are. We're going to throw our hands in the air like we
don't care
a little bit.
Yeah, we care a little bit. Like if you went clubbing in downtown Minneapolis tonight, Monday night, text me. 651-461-9226. Where would you go clubbing?
The big night in downtown. Monday night before Thanksgiving.
You know what shocked me? My parking lot, which normally on Mondays and Fridays, where I save a little bit of money.
Yep.
It's never full on Mondays and Fridays.
Was today.
It's full today.
You know how I know that? I took the last spot.
Put your hands in the air like you don't care.
My normal spot was taken, too, and I got to get out of here early. I can't afford the walk.
So you went to my spot.
Yeah, I can't afford the time to walk to River Falls, so I got to go to a quick one today. And there was one spot left. I said, Chad's not going to be thrilled with me.
I am not thrilled with you. I shouldn't have shared that parking lot.
I mean, I got here at 9:45. Someone was going to take that one last spot before you got here at 11:50.
$6 for downtown.
Yeah.
It's pretty good,
I'll
right?
I'll take it.
I mean, I want us to be downtown. I'd like that free parking.
It would be really nice.
Yeah. We could park across the street or next door, but it's parking with a terrace. Okay. It's $25 plus. I'd like to save $20 a day.
Yes.
Now,
if Odyssey said, okay, we'll do free parking, but you're going to have to walk a little bit, 6 blocks. You in?
99% of the time. There are days when it's below zero, where I'd pay. It was.
You're soft.
Below zero.
North, Chad.
No, I'm not a bold North guy.
Bold North.
I go to the Western White House now. What are you talking about? Winter. It's garbage. Okay. We're 2 months. What are we, 5 months away from winter starting, or maybe, you know, a month away from winter starting? Yeah, downtown parking. So we got a lot right here.
A lot happened.
A lot happened. Word up cameo. Great. Oh, here's another one. Text me. If you still go out dancing, what song do you want to hear? By the way, Adam loves Glenn Miller. You know?
Exactly. Who doesn't?
Yeah, you know, maybe it's Brian Seltzer.
Setzer?
Setzer.
Seltzer's a different thing.
Seltzer. Alka-Seltzer? Yeah, you know, I thought he was tied to that family.
Yeah, you know what? Exactly. They're both right. Very bubbly. That's all I know.
Exactly right. Quentin loves bubbly water, too. You know, you give me something, including your screw up, and I'll pivot to it quickly. I'll do the weave. I can do the weave. It's working out well. If you do the weave, you're the president of the United States. I mean, you try to overthrow a government. If you do the weave, you're back.
It's more like the wander, I believe, as we learned from Dana Carvey's Joe Biden, right?
Oh, it's so good. Do you have a particular – it's not like, you know, I'm out there on the dance floor, but word up cameo. What year was that? Can you look? That's 80s, maybe when – seeking some companionship or with somebody who wanted
86.
86, right there. ASU.
Mm-hmm.
Future 2025 national champions.
It's very
ASU,
close.
ASU Oregon collision course. Get ready for it. Golfers, get out of here. So we stormed the field when the game was still going. Who cares? We still won the game.
Yeah, that just means there was confidence. Confidence within the Sun Devil faithful.
Okay, speaking of confidence, I think it's time to say the Vikings are now the third best team in the National Football Conference. Last week, our theme was enjoy the season. You play to win the game. They won the game yesterday.
They did do that.
Dirty, grimy, gritty, maybe even some seltzer was involved. Tough guy game. Johnny Munt. Again, I'm different than Kevin O'Connell. Would have caught him right there. After, right then.
Not a great play.
I would have pointed at him. Carter and I were looking at some great curb clips. Michael McKean, who's one of the most underrated actors ever. Michael McKean is so good and everything. And he's just with Larry, and I won't give all of it, but there's one scene where he's just snapping his fingers, you know? I mean, is there ever a possible scenario when someone snaps their fingers at you when you don't want to punch them in the face? You know? It's an awful thing to do.
I mean, if they're a member of a jazz group.
Yeah, again, you're grooving, you know?
Hey.
You're scatting, you know? But no. So, Michael McKean, I would have snapped if I was KOC, snapped it at Johnny Mott and done the fingers across the throat and said, walk off the field. Do not go in the locker room. We'll have security bring your stuff out to you. And if you want to hop on the L wearing number, is he 86? I think it might be 86.
That sounds right.
Just hop on the L, go to the airport. You're not flying back with us.
Midway, O'Hare, doesn't matter. Pick one. Leave your playbook.
It's just an indefensible play by a guy with an excellent football name. If you're going to be a tight end, Johnny Munt, it's just a great name to have.
Tight end. Fullback or nose tackle.
Tough guy.
Yeah.
He should be playing for the Bears. Johnny Munt, you know. They won the game. They've now won five straight at Soldier Field. So get out of here with you can't win at Soldier Field. If you still want to say goofy things happen in Soldier Field, yeah, more goofy things happen. So they find a way to win games. Again, ugly against Indianapolis. Ugly against Jacksonville, ugly against Tennessee, and ugly against the Bears. And last week, my theme was, starting the show, you play to win the game. Enjoy it. And so they won again. But after Philadelphia destroyed the Rams, I'm now saying that the Eagles are better than your Minnesota Vikings at this point. Because the whole point was last week, hey, they can beat anybody in the NFC, but the Lions know, by the way, Sam Darnold's a little more accurate on a deep throw. Guess what? They win. Now, I would say the Eagles are the better team over the Vikings. Are you willing to acknowledge that also?
The Eagles have looked very good the last, what, 7-8 weeks?
Yep. That coach is viewed as kind of a buffoon, mm-hmm. and he gets into screaming matches. What has he done so far, though? He went to the Super Bowl his first year. Then last year was a bad year, but they went to the playoffs. And this year, they're on a total run. For a guy, it seems like every other story about Sirianni is when he's going to be fired. He's got a pretty good record.
It's going okay for him.
I mean, Super Bowl, playoffs, and...
Playoffs?
Playoffs! And now where they're at? Pretty good. Is that your view of the Vikings right now? They're the third best team in the NFC. Did you come away from that game again saying, hey, the point of the game is to win? And how many other games have you watched where the Vikings coached by, well, not Bud. Bud pretty much won every game there. But Denny, Chili, Tice, mm-hmm. Zim.
Burnsy before him.
Burnsy. Where just a cavalcade of weird things happen, and they lost. KOC, it doesn't dazzle you all the time, but they win the game. Is that your takeaway, or are you like, come on, 9-2. They're the worst 9-2 team.
That's still a wonderful compliment.
That's a hell of a...
I'd love to be a terrible 9-2
yes,
football team.
Exactly. And it's a testament to the head coach and the players. By the way, the news...
And the front office. Don't forget.
And the front office, because Kwesi had a great offseason. The 2022 draft gets worse by the moment. By the way, as expected, Jack Smith announces he's dropping Donald Trump's election interference case.
What?
I know, a stunner.
I didn't see that.
He dropped it before he was about to get fired. So, again, the Democrats on the people you're going to blame for losing decisively in resounding fashion to Donald John Trump, blame Merrick Garland. Why did he take as long as he did to form the case and turn it over to Jack Smith? Because it's possible if he does this a year before, Donald Trump says in court. Maybe loses, but he's not. He is the president-elect of the United States. On the purple questions, the music questions, and the variety we've given you early, what do you want to say? StylesFinancial.com talk and text lines. By the way, maybe you want to chime in on Jack Smith? We can throw a lot for you. Donald Trump, he escapes a lot, and he wins a lot. He just does. And this is another enormous victory for Donald John Trump. StylesFinancial.com talk and text lines, 651-461-9226. Guests coming up, Jack Ewing, part of a story in the New York Times today I thought was pretty intriguing. Automakers to Donald Trump, please require us to sell EVs. Pretty counter to what the former and future president had said so far. And these are big-time automakers saying, no, our plans are too far down the line. Don't sidetrack us. Donald Trump normally just takes his own advice. So we'll see what happens there. So Jack Ewing wrote the story at 12:35. Adam Dunick from the Downtown Business Council. We have another big plan for downtown Minneapolis. We have plan after plan after plan. This is a big one. Adam Dunick, we were hoping he might be available 135. Turns out 105 is better, so we're going to move overrated, underrated, properly rated to 135. 9-2. Dave Harrigan, you chime in before we get to a lot of text, because here's a text. This season is eerily similar to 2022 with all the close victories and a quarterback without a winning playoff resume. A lot of their numbers look better this year than 2 years ago. Number one, the defense, right?
Oh, for sure.
Ed Donatell compared to Brian Flores is like me compared to Tiger.
Yeah. Okay. You still don't like giving up what they did to the Bears.
Yeah. But that was How many games this year, like the Rams scored against them? Lions, but the Lions are the best team. Best offense. They
Lions
just
average about 80 per game, so yeah, it's pretty good to hold them to 30.
Yeah. Bears offense has been inept. But I'll tell you what, that quarterback, he's got a chance to be trouble.
He can do some things.
He has got a gun. He is mobile. He is fearless and borderline foolish.
Holds the ball a little long sometimes.
Holds the ball. The throw going to his right in the first half, that wasn't artistry.
Yeah.
But it was accurate to Swift. That was a hell of a play. If they get a top-notch coach, this division is going to be a monster. I mean, you already have these three teams with over 8 wins now. Bears get a couple more draft choices, and they get a Mike Vrabel or, you know, what about Ben Johnson leaving the Lions, the offense coordinator darling for the Lions, and going right next door to Chicago with a Caleb Williams? Because
very interesting.
You know, Collar's the modern touchy-feely guy. He wants the coach that's KOC-like, that's Sean McVay-like, Matt LaFleur-like, Kyle Shanahan-like. All good points. Bears are still pretty undisciplined. If Belichick would actually hire an offense coordinator who can really relate to a kid quarterback like Caleb Williams, wouldn't that be the job Belichick would want? Aren't the Bears a team that's got a chance to really jump up the next couple of years?
I think so.
Right? All right, so 9-2, you buy in. You buy in less, you buy in more off yesterday.
I think if you want to say they're third in the NFC, that seems pretty fair. Just because the Eagles have looked good. But look, like you said, play to win the game. The Vikings have won the game. So I'm not going to demote them to third yet. I'm going to still say second best because that's where they were at, and they haven't lost yet in the last few weeks to prove me otherwise. Prove me wrong otherwise.
I hate more text here. I hate many Eagles fans, but if the Purple meet the Eagles in the playoffs right now, I'd pick the Eagles easily. Another texter, barely the third best team in the NFC North. Well, they're not barely. They're clearly better than the Bears, even though it was a close game. You're judging off the season total.
Yeah, they've beaten the Bears and the Packers on the road.
They went to Lambeau, and that was a meltdown also, right? They've had multiple games this year where they establish a lead, and then they try to give it away.
They are terrible at putting away a game on offense late. If you just need to hold the ball, move it for a couple first downs, the Vikings don't do that.
Word to your mother. We're going to disco at the Hog's Breast Saloon tonight. That's fantastic. Get down tonight, Casey and the Sunshine Band. Dead or Alive, You Spin Me Around. Yes. I like to dance to Tears in Heaven. Kind of a tough one.
Rough?
Kind of a rough one. We'll have Dancing to Earth, Wind, and Fire. He wore the red vinyl protector cup over a black bodysuit. Yes. Let's see. Somebody loves when Gustavus is mentioned. Yes. Gustavus St. Peter. Where you get back to the Purple. So let's see. One other note. Let's see. Let me look at my notes. Let's go with Jefferson. I give Jefferson a lot of credit for yesterday. First of all, Jalen Johnson's really good as a cornerback. Really good. There's no doubt they also were having another player on, although we're now turning this into 9 guys are on JJ. Jalen Johnson was on him a number of times solo, but there was also plenty of double teams. Now, just to justify it, but even though he just had 2 for 27, the games Addison had, the games Addison, Hockenson, the penalties did not cause any issues, unlike a lot of wide receivers. I think he does deserve credit for that.
Yeah.
Plenty. They still got to find a way to get him the ball, though.
That would be good. But, I mean, with Addison and Hockenson both having monster games.
Monster games, yeah.
Clearly the impact is there.
It is, for sure. And to have skilled guys to take advantage is astute maneuvering by Kwesi and O'Connell. EVs, automakers, Donald Trump, topic next. Jack Ewing is kind enough to join us. Jack works for the New York Times. He co-wrote this story Automakers to Trump, please require us to sell electric vehicles. Jack, like all of our guests, is on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Jack, thank you very much for your time. How vocal, how direct have the automakers at the top, how direct have they been in conveying this message to the Trump, the upcoming Trump administration?
Well, I think, thanks for having me. I think that they're actually treading pretty carefully because they don't really know what to expect from this administration. I'm not sure they totally expected the change. And I think, frankly, that they're pretty worried about what the changes in policy could mean for them. So they're conveying the message, I would say, pretty subtly, but it's very clear if you look at their communications that they're telling the administration, you know, don't take away all these incentives for EVs because we've invested a lot of money in this and then we don't want to go backwards.
Yeah, that's the point. And you lay it out very well because of what has taken place already, whether it was from the Biden administration, whether it's from Gavin Newsom, California. And let's also talk about the role of Tesla and the automakers themselves. They have spent a staggering amount of money. Some might say with the results, which haven't happened as quickly as a lot of people wanted, but they didn't spend this money, Jack, just for like right away. They spent it for decades and decades ahead. And that's the main reason why they don't want everything to be sidetracked. If you could expand, that'd be fabulous.
Well, that's exactly right. I mean, car makers, you know, they work years ahead. I mean, the cars you see on the lots today, they started designing those 4 or 5 years ago. And they can't just turn on a dime because of a change in politics. So that's what they want more than anything. It's just consistent policy. They don't want it changing every 4 years. And that's true for electric vehicle policy. It's also true for emissions regulations. They just want consistency.
So Donald Trump has been consistently outspoken about EVs, whether he was mad when he was president the first time on what Gavin Newsom in California did. He views it as a mandate that goes against his policy. He looks at Obama era auto emission rules, which he inherited during his first administration. Do the automakers, or do you from your reporting, have any feel when Mr. Trump himself or the administration, upcoming administration, will offer up any comments about this?
It's pretty unpredictable at this point. I mean, Trump was pretty clear during the campaign that he didn't like EVs. He thought they were a threat to the auto industry. He was going to reverse everything that the Biden administration did. But sort of the wild card is that Elon Musk has become one of his most vocal supporters, gave a lot of money to his campaign. And of course, Musk runs Tesla. So what is kind of unclear is what Elon Musk's influence is going to be on all this. It's probably important to say that Musk himself has said that subsidies should be ended. And I think he's calculating that they will hurt the competitors more than it will hurt Tesla. And Tesla has been losing market share to the traditional car companies like GM.
Well, so let's zero in specifically on the $7,500 tax credit. I know Gavin Newsom has already spoken out in the last few days where if this would end, they want to keep it in play in California. Is Musk saying this in some ways? I mean, he's borderline the prime minister of this upcoming administration. But is he also saying it because he feels like Tesla has such a dominant position in the EV market that Tesla would benefit if this $7,500 credit wasn't offered to the other challengers to his position at this point?
Yeah, I mean, based on what he's been saying publicly, yeah, I think that he thinks it would hurt Tesla a little, but it would hurt the other car makers a lot more. And that's definitely his calculations, and he said that.
Yeah, I mean, he said it would be devastating to our competitors and for Tesla slightly. So I'm not sure he's saying that just as a, you know, as a detached individual. If you're in an ultra-competitive business that is worth billions and billions of dollars and you feel like This may devastate your competitors. What a surprise that Elon is offering up that position. Jack Ewing is with us. We're talking about a story he co-wrote in the New York Times today. I want to get your feedback on it in a matter of moments here. Automakers to Trump, please require us to sell electric vehicles. I want to get to a part of your story where you write this. The EPA estimates that compliance with rules related to EVs would mean that by 2032, that's 8 years from now, about 56% of new passenger vehicles sold would be electric, and another 16% would be hybrid. That is a stunning increase, Jack, up from 9 and 11% today. That, to me, doesn't seem realistic at all. From the people you talk to, does that seem feasible?
You know, I think it is feasible. I mean, first of all, it's important to point out that, electric vehicles, the sales have not grown as much as people might have thought a year or two ago, but they're still growing at about a 9% rate, while sales of gasoline cars are going down. And people are also buying lots of hybrids. So there is a lot of interest in this technology. I think what's really going to change over the next 2 or 3 years is the price of electric vehicles is really going to come down to the point where they're actually cheaper than gasoline cars. We're getting very close to that point already. And
what will tip that? What will cause that to happen?
The big cost factor for electric vehicles is the battery. And the batteries are expensive, but as the companies like GM, I mean, they have two battery factories operating in the U.S. now in Ohio, in Tennessee. I visited the one in Tennessee a few weeks ago, and they are producing very large numbers of batteries. And the more you produce of something, the cheaper you can do it. So the price of batteries is coming down, and with that, the price of the whole car. The new Chevy Equinox has a list price of around $33,000. And if you add in the federal credits, you're looking at like a $24,000, $25,000 car, which is pretty much what you'd pay for any SUV.
Yeah.
So I think that's going to, I think, really have a big effect on sales. And if you're looking 3 or 4 or 5 years out, I think it's going to be the opposite question. Why would anybody buy a gasoline car?
What about charging stations and availability over the next 5, 10, 15 years across the country?
That's another really important issue. There's no doubt that that's a problem right now. I think the big reason people don't buy electric cars is because they're worried, particularly on road trips, where am I going to charge this thing?
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't have your own garage or your own driveway where you can plug in, then you're dependent on public chargers, which are pretty spotty. That's getting better all the time. But again, some of that is being done with federal money, and we don't know what's going to happen to that. So that could be an impediment going forward.
Jack, excellent reporting. I appreciate it. We'll reach out again. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
Jack Ewing, New York Times. Well worth the read if you're curious about this topic. Automakers to Donald Trump, don't make it easier for us with gas-powered cars. Please require us to sell electric vehicles. Where do you stand on this one? I'd love to hear from people, including phone calls. Automakers, the folks in the middle of this, have said, and again, according to Jack's story, we've already invested, think about this figure. We're talking Ford, GM, Stellantis, and others. We've invested $146 billion over the past 3 years. They're saying, we know this is the future. We want to keep going. Donald Trump, who's, climate change doesn't exist. Donald thinks in the 50s and 60s. Doesn't want to be a part of this. The prime minister, what a shock. Prime Minister Musk wants the 7,500 squash. Why, Dave? Because Tesla's way ahead of the other competitors.
They're doing fine.
They're doing fine. So, of course, he wants the 7,500 ended because they'll own the spot even more.
It'll hurt Tesla, but not as much as the others.
Donald, this is going to help your economy. Let us own this. Let us dominate. Yes, some of these projections are naive, and we're not getting there. We're just not. But be realistic. There are things that take forever to take off. And eventually, when they do, you're thinking, what was life like without them? So if automakers who normally make billions and billions of dollars believe in this so strongly that they've just put in about $150 billion the last 3 years, we're going to tear this up. We're going to backpedal. And again, sometimes government can play a role in incentivizing. And the 7,500, should the numbers be higher? Yes. But we have government as a motivating factor in many ways. If it's 10 years down the line, and it's 20 years down the line, and these are still low numbers, it didn't work. But all the smart people who know it the best and are campaigning, and by the way, successfully campaigning, are saying, keep it going. I'm deferring to the capitalists and not the politician. Because in this case, Donald Trump is the politician and the automakers are the capitalists. That's the way I lean. What do you want to say? 651-461-9226 on CCO. What do we got? Quick theme. I like the music so far.
Banging a tribute to our two favorite sons or daughters, whatever they are, two favorite turkeys. Songs about peaches and blossoms today.
God, get out of here. Just get out. Just leave the room. Leave the country. Leave the planet.
The pride of Northfield.
Oh, God. Joe, you're on CCO. Go ahead, sir.
Chad, I got to disagree with you again, buddy.
Sure, no problem.
I don't want to pay $7,500 for your car, okay? Let the economy, let the people figure out if they can buy an electric car or not. I got no problem with having electric cars for sale. Great. But I don't want to have my tax money going for you to buy an electric car. We don't have the infrastructure to do everybody, so everybody in pie in the sky wants to have an electric car. We don't have the electricity for it. I'm in the electrical business. If everybody gets a car, electric car, like all the tree huggers want you to, we can't even.
I'm not sure, Joe, everybody's saying okay? Everybody gets an electrical car.
What is this,
Oprah?
Okay,
Joe, can I say this?
What?
We've watched local, state, and federal government incentivize. Pay people
sure.
In other industries before. We're headed
sure,
for this. And I know it's slow. Anybody says it's not off to a slow start, they're lying to you. But if the people involved in the business itself are saying, let's keep it going, why wouldn't we trust to the business as opposed to the politicians?
Because I don't trust anybody. If the business is saying, let's keep it going, you don't. Not a chance. We ain't gonna know. Did someone pay you to buy an iPhone? Remember the day when there was no such thing as a cell phone? I do, right?
It's
like now everybody and their dog, right? Then now everybody and their dog has one. No one paid you. The government didn't say, "Oh, well, every iPhone gets $100 tax credit," or
because that took off right away, Joe. I love when you call. Keep calling. I gotta get to one more call. We're short on time. Danny, you're on CCO.
Hey, I own a Ford C-Max, and I've saved a lot of money on gas. My front tires recharge the battery, so I don't actually have to plug it in. I spent money on tires, but I put 60,000 miles on the car, and I've driven it probably 2 years,
So, Danny, I'm short on time. Just like I was short with Joe, I just want to get this going. Do you want the government to keep paying $7,500 to individuals who buy it to keep this going, or does that give you any hesitation?
Yeah, I think it's a good program. Even if they don't do that, I think you got to keep rolling out the EVs. There's a new fire truck in St. Paul. It's all electric.
Thanks, Danny. I appreciate it. I just had to jump in quicker with the calls because we were short on time. I would have preferred giving both more time, but we're just short in this case. Linus Construction Time Check. It's time for you to get a complimentary roof inspection and get free installation labor on GAF asphalt shingles.